This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. As the silly summer season begins, the Victorian non-profit LGBTIQ support service, Thorn Harbour Health, is advising the community to take additional care if using MDMA, also commonly known as ecstasy. Thorn Harbour Health advises that an increase in the use of drugs like MDMA is typical during the holidays and summer festival season, warning of Australian research indicating that it is becoming common for people to be sold high-strength MDMA crystals in 1 gram and 3.5 gram bags. Thorn Harbour Health CEO Simon Ruth said in a press release earlier this week that while MDMA has previously been sold as pills and caps, the increase of it being sold in a crystal or rock form spells out new potential for accidental overdoses. Tennis great Margaret Court has doubled down on her outdated and problematic views, this time aiming at transgender youth during another fierce sermon at a Perth church. According to media reports, during the sermon delivered last Sunday, Court again went where Tennis Australia would prefer her not to go by condemning trans people at the Pentecostal church where she is a minister. Court said, "Children are making the decision at 7 or 8 years of age to change their sex. No, just read the first two chapters of Genesis, that's all I say, male and female." The Geographical Names Board is seeking community feedback on a proposal by the City of Sydney Council to name an urban green space in the suburb of Surry Hills, Equality Green. The area of lawn within Prince Alfred Park was the site of a public gathering of more than 30,000 people on November 15, 2017. To hear the results of the Australian Marriage Equality Survey. The chair of the Geographical Names Board, Narelle Underwood, said in a press release that feedback is being encouraged in the lead-up to naming the significant site. The date for the Sydney protest against the Morrison government's controversial religious discrimination bill has been announced for February 8, 2020. Hosted by LGBTIQ activist groups, including the Community Action for Rainbow Rights, LGBTI Rights Australia, and the National Union of Students Queer/LGBTI, the protest will begin at 1 p.m. on Saturday and is expected to attract over 5,000 participants. A Facebook page for the event has been set up, which describes Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Attorney General Christian Porter's much-dreaded religious discrimination bill as a broad attack on social, political, and religious minorities. Foreign teachers at Indonesian private schools are being forced to take tests to determine their sexual orientations and attitudes towards LGBTIQ rights in what has been described as a psychological exam. The agenda stems from a 2015 government regulation that prohibits international schools from hiring foreign teachers who have an indication of abnormal sexual behaviour or orientation. The tests aren't standardised and vary widely between schools. The true-false questions include, "I would feel uncomfortable knowing my daughter's or son's teacher was homosexual," and "the gender composition of an orgy would be irrelevant to my decision to participate." The United Methodist Church plans to split into two later this year, church officials have said, a schism that follows years of contention over whether the church should end its ban on same-sex marriage and gay clergy. The plan, if approved at the church's worldwide conference in Minneapolis in May, would divide the third largest US Christian denomination into two branches, a traditionalist side opposed to gay marriage and the ordination of lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender clergy, and a progressive wing that will allow same-sex marriage and LGBT clergy. The split would affect the denomination globally. The United Methodist Church lists more than 13 million members in the United States and 80 million worldwide. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.